Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 417 for August 2020. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'm glad you're here. I want to thank you for listening, stopping in, and spending some time with us. We really appreciate it. Now, I know that we've been through some pretty hard times lately, but I think there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And I know we're all tired of being in a quarantine mode, and we're not, you know, we're just not totally stuck in our homes, I guess. And Gail and I wanted to get away for a week, so we jumped in the motorhome and traveled down to the Smoky Mountains, down in northeast Georgia. And there we stayed at a beautiful Georgia state park, and the state park was on Lake Burton. And we were down there to see the beautiful scenery, but also to visit some friends who lived in the waterfall community, which was about 10 miles from the campground. And I have to tell you that this part of the country is really beautiful, and you may have clients that might be looking for a beautiful getaway, you know, to a safe, fairly safe area of the country. And you may want to book them at the lodge at the Waterfall Club in Clayton, Georgia. Now, this is a beautiful facility. It's in a great location, beautiful location. And I'm sure they will work with travel agents if you give them a call. Now, what I'm saying here is an unsolicited endorsement of this facility. I'm just saying it because it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful location. And I'm sure your clients are going to appreciate your help in planning a getaway that a lot of us really need. It's just, you know, it gets tiresome sitting here looking at the same four walls all the time. And people are ready to travel. I know they are. Now, on our podcast today, we have Gary Ebels, and Gary is returning to us to talk about Disney. Gary's been with us in the past, but it's been a while, and it's been actually been a while since we talked about Disney. So now, if you don't sell Disney, you probably still want to listen to this show because you may have clients that have questions, and Gary has the answers. Again, you know, people want to get away, and Disney is open. At least Disney World is open, I should say. And Disney is another great getaway that your clients can take advantage of during this, I guess we can call it a semi-quarantine. So, take a listen. I think you'll find it entertaining. Gary's always a great guest. Now, I'm also trying something new here with the show. Gary and I recorded the Zoom video during the interview, so I will post that video to the Home Base Travel Agents YouTube account, and I'll put a link in it in the show notes. Now, I don't know if you want to sit there and watch us talk for 35, 40 minutes, but you might want to stop by, just take a peek, see who we are, and you know, that's okay if you want to move on. I don't blame you if you did. Now, one thing that I forgot to mention when we were doing the interview is that I forgot to mention Gary's contact information. And Gary can be emailed at wdwgary, that's wdwgary, at gmail.com. And I know Gary will be happy to answer your Disney questions, and he'll even help you book a client for Disney vacation. If you need his help, Gary's a very helpful kind of guy. Now, I want to thank Gary again for being a part of our show. And I did mention that Gary has been on the show in the past, so I looked up the last time Gary was with us, and it was in August of 2014, and that was in show number 346. The show was titled, Do Travel Agents Who Sell Disney Have More Fun? I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Okay, with all that said, let's get on with the show. Welcome, everybody, to our podcast, and I have the great pleasure of having Gary Ebels back on the show. It's been some time, and Gary has always been an entertaining guest, especially when it comes to Disney, but in other ways too. It's always fun, and Gary and I have a lot of common interests, including podcasting and our past in terms of being law enforcement officers. In fact, Gary continues teaching criminal justice at Grand Rapids Community College, but he is an avid Disney fan and still sells Disney, so he's a Disney expert. But with all that, I want to introduce Gary here. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Hey, Barry, nice to see you again. It has been a long time that we've connected and talked.
It has. I didn't look, but gosh, I don't know, maybe a couple, 3 years.
Could be. I mean, who's counting, though, at this point in time?
Yeah, time flies. Definitely flies. it's amazing. You know, you wake up one day and it's 15 years later, and that's how long we've been doing the show. So
And I know that you're marketing this, and we're going to talk about Disney, but I do need to take a second. And as you mentioned, our initial connections come from the days of working in law enforcement, safety, and security.
Yep.
And I was very pleased to listen to your guest on podcast number 416, Steve Brass, who talked about personal protection and those kinds of things. And he was so right, and we both know this way too well, having seen the victims of it, is that his demand is typically after the fact, and it really didn't need to be. And so,
right.
Once again, with a couple of things that I'm going to say down the way, is the fact that now when we're kind of somewhat stuck at home a little bit more than we're used to, now's the time to do our own little professional development. And it may be something specific, but here's an area there. And I got to believe that even though this is a travel agent podcast, for those people that are thinking about doing it or are doing it, you've got to have some people in your life that have nothing to do with the travel industry that would benefit from that podcast. The cute story, though, is taking a walk, which I have to push myself to do, and I'm walking down the street, and he talks about having earpods in, like I've got right now, and that we shouldn't do that because people can sneak up on us and things like that. And so I felt guilty. But then I thought about it a little bit more, going, well, listening to a podcast doesn't have to be that loud like I play my music in my car.
Right.
And so I think that to qualify that is that listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast is approved for taking walks and things like that. So,
great idea.
We don't want people to go, you know, I'd listen to Barry and his guests, but, you know, Steve told us not to do that. Going, no, it's okay. Just don't turn it up so loud. So I just I had to smile going, I'm violating one of his rules as I'm listening to the podcast. So anyways.
Yeah, Steve was a great guest. Yeah, thanks for that, Gary.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to talk about Disney, and, you know, like anything else, there's good news and bad news. And if you're listening to this in somewhere around August of 2020, I know we try to make podcasts as evergreen as possible so they stand the test of time. But, you know, this is a unique year, and things change almost by the day. And so my point here is what I'm about to say is applicable as of today, the single digits of August 2020, and it could change yet today or tomorrow. And so if you're listening to this in 2022, you might want to just fast forward over, unless you want a historical document, you might want to just fast forward over this part here until we get into some other tips and things like that about what to do about Disney and things like that too. So, but the bad news is that Disney is somewhat closed yet. To start this out is not only have this love and appreciation for Disney, and it actually didn't come about the fact that going, you're just a big old kid. And the answer is yes, I am. But, and I've told this story before, but it actually was like the perfect storm back in the day that I was working on my master's degree at a place called Aquinas College. Barry knows that place pretty well. He was head of security there at one time. And I was working on my master's degree, and we were actually studying the country's best companies and corporations, and Disney was one of them. And that tied into learning about them, tied into a spring break trip that I had down there, and I got to witness it. And then when I came back, the book, and then ultimately the video or movie that was broadcast quite a bit on PBS at the time, called In Search of Excellence by Tom Peters, featured right off the bat Disney and talked about it. And it was like, I do have to admit, I had a little tear in my eye because it all came together going, I was looking at companies. I have this really appreciation, even though I teach criminal justice, which is my career before this one, I get to moonlight quite a bit in the business department. And right now, as we speak, I'm on my last of 2 weeks of teaching a entrepreneurship class and a business innovation class. And we still have seats for the fall semester. So a little shameless plug there for Grand Rapids Community College.
There you go.
And it transfers, no problem too. And so I have this great interest in good companies, and that's where I have my interest in Disney. And that's why I love to follow them and do those kinds of things too. So the other thing I like about Disney, besides Walt's pretense of making everything picture perfect, and even when you go on gondola rides and things like that, the picture that you take from the gondola should be picture perfect. It shouldn't be like going, well, we're on stage, off stage. They try to keep it as, you know, as perfect as possible and so forth, which also leads me to believe in why I become a real student of Disney is how they handle things. And what I've watched is how they've kind of in the process opened up their parks. The irony of it, I know it very well because our spring break was the first week of March. I left Disney World with part of my family and grandkids on March 10th, and they were already closing parks over in Asia and getting ready to close Disneyland. And during that week, within 3 days or so, they had closed the place that I was at. Never got sick, so it was moving that way. And it's pretty much been closed until the middle of June. So one thing about Disney I noticed is all along there, if you want to study them from a business standpoint, you study them from a communication standpoint. They, to me, do one of the best jobs of communicating with not only their cast members, but also their all their guests and things like that. And it's really a good study. And what I have to smile is that around here, at least in West Michigan, many schools haven't decided what we're going to do in the fall as far as bringing kids back to school, and we're days away from them opening. Yeah. And Disney basically goes, okay, we're going to do this phase reopening. We're going to do this little thing and then this little thing. And then as things happen, they tweak it. The one thing I was thinking about is that they go, okay, everybody's got to wear a mask all the time. Well, they go, the only time you don't have to wear a mask is when you're eating or drinking. And so some people read that literally. And so what they would do is they walk around the park all day eating and drinking and then didn't have to wear a mask. So they had to adjust their signs and says, you got to stand still when you do that too now. And so that's what I like about it. It's kind of like, just make a decision, tell people what it is, tell them it will probably change, and then go from there. And, yeah. And I would have hoped, because there's a whole bunch of parents that I come in contact with that are just like upside down because they don't know what going to happen with the schools. And I hear that from all over watching the news. That's the same all over the United States too. So
yeah,
that's the way it is. So let me just use Disney's words here and tell you what the status is in case you are listening. And the other point of it is that you go, well, I'm thinking about turning this off now because I don't sell Disney. Well, there's two types of travel agents. No offense here, but there are those that's all they do, like me, going, I'll help you with something else, but I'm not an expert, do I have a lot of passion about it? And then you have others who sell everything else and occasionally get a question about Disney. So either way, I think that you could potentially have a question about Disney, and if you don't have the correct information or at least know where to go find it, that could be a real challenge here too. So let me talk about it. When you go in and get access to the Disney Travel Agent website, what comes right up when you log in is a great big bold, it's orange on my computer, kind of like sign, an overlay or whatever you want to call it, a pop-up that says temporary closures. And today it says this: Walt Disney World phased reopening and important information. All four Walt Disney World theme parks and Disney Springs are now open. Park attendance is managed via the Disney Park Pass reservation system. To enter a park, both a park reservation and a valid admission for the same park on the same day is required for guests ages 3 and up. Additionally, select Walt Disney World Resort hotels, including Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts, are open to guests upon reopening theme parks. Disney Resort hotels, restaurants, and other offerings may be modified, limited capacity, and subject to availability or closure. We have taken enhanced health and safety measure, follow all posted instructions while visiting Walt Disney World. An inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where the people where people are present. And that's the lawyer speak at the end there, too.
So,
just dealing with Walt Disney World now, it's kind of like they're open. The parks are open. But you do have to jump through a couple of hoops to actually visit the place. One is you have to make a reservation to go to a park. I am an annual pass holder for Disney, which means I should be able to go where I want, when I want, every single day of the year. I can do the latter, but I can first off only make a reservation for a day, and that's the only park I'm going to be admitted to. So when I if I decide to go down, I have to say I want to go to the Magic Kingdom. They go, okay. Go, well, when I'm done there, if I get bored or something, can I go over to Epcot? And go, no, not unless you make a reservation for another day. And so that's one of the first significant things. Number two, you can't make a reservation to go to a park unless you have a ticket that's associated with your My Disney Experience, which is what their app is now that controls lots of things, including your admission, your tickets, your magic bands, which will go away at the end of the year, a lot of those kinds of things. And so you have to do that. And for the most part, unless you're an annual pass holder, you can't get a reservation unless you actually are staying on the property between now and, well, whenever that future is when they open that up. So you have to, it's like, again, one of those perfect storms. You got to make a reservation. And by the way, that does include now, it's one of those things they added, what they call their good neighbor resorts and hotels, which are the ones that we all know over by Disney Springs, that Hotel Row down there. It's got Best Western and the Bee and the Wyndham and all of those on that road there on the east side, down by Disney Springs, the old downtown Disney. Those also you can get that. But if you're staying off site and don't have an annual pass right now, I don't believe you're going to be able to get into and get a reservation for a Disney park. So.
And also, I noted that only about half of the Disney hotels are open at the current time.
Exactly, and so they're gradually opening them back up. I have a reservation that I'm not going to use at All Star Music, but none of the All Star resorts are open. As a value resort, the only thing that's opened is Pop Century. Now, as a Disney stockholder, not me, but all my grandkids. That's a whole different story for another day. When my grandkids get born, they get Disney stock, and they become a lot more wealthy than I have because of it. So it's still a good investment. But as a stockholder, we have to smile because something we're watching on TV that's come back is NBA basketball, plus some women's soccer, I believe, and so forth, but predominantly. And they've actually taken over a couple of complete resorts. They've taken over a good part of the Grand Floridian. They've taken over almost all of Coronado Springs, which is really set up to be a convention place. They're also taking over parts of, or at least the yacht club. You have the beach club and the yacht club kind of together there. They've sectioned out the yacht club. If you want to watch something cute and you're into basketball, and even if you're not, but maybe into Disney, is there's a couple of Twitter feeds that that some of these NBA players are posting about around Disney World. Now, lest you think or get really, really jealous, they are actually in a bubble. And so they're not ever off. They have to stay within the bubble, which basically means sanitized buses that go to ESPN and come back. Most of their meals are room service. They sometimes, after the parks close down, will allow them in as a unique group. So they stay in more or less this bubble. And at our speaking now, they're doing a lot better than baseball is getting back out on the field there too. But again, if you're listening to this in August or September of 2020, you know what I'm talking about. If it's 3 years later, you go, I kind of remember that too. So, so anyways, that's Disney World. And if you go, well, is anybody going? And the answer is yes. And the people that are going are really thrilled and overwhelmed on how well Disney is handling their, I don't like social Disney. I don't like the social part of it here. I guess I got a lot of rejection in my life, but you know, the physical distancing part, the sanitation and stuff like that, they're just over the top. And it's kind of it's good to go and see Disney handle that kind of thing and get their guests back in and make them feel safe. And I see a lot of reading about that. And so you go, well, when am I going to go back? Well, ironically, it was a result of a blog post that I read just the other day from a friend who lives down there, who went there, and she wrote about this, and they said it's like the perfect time to go to Disney if you're somewhat of an introvert, because you'll never probably ever get to go there like that, where you have this little number of people be able to walk on virtually every single ride, still experience the magic. Now, it's not going to be for everybody. Some people like to rub shoulders and like to see all those people, and they want the full experience because there's no fireworks, so there's no parades. I like the fireworks, parades I can do without. So if you go for those kinds of things or think that becomes part of your value, you may stay away from it. But you can make reservations right now. And so I'm out of here from West Michigan and headed to Disney World for a quick trip the middle of September. I have a little conference that I go to every year, the middle of October, which is right there. And a trip that myself and another part of my family, we're going to have the first week in June, because my daughter-in-law is a teacher. And of course, we don't get vacation days. We have to take off when the schools tell us to be off. Got canceled, obviously, that first week in June. So we're going to try to sneak down the first week in December and do a little Christmas trip. So I typically go alone at Christmas time. I call it my Christmas shopping trip, and it may be false pretenses, maybe not, too. So, I mean, it's opened, and it's opening more every day. Somebody just posted this morning, I noticed, they go, when is the Yacht Club going to be open? And somebody jumps on and says, well, it's closed. And they go, well, I can make reservations for September. See, again, Disney planned this all out, and it was probably somewhat insulting to the NBA teams, but the ones they thought would go the furthest based upon their record, they put them all in Coronado Springs. And the ones that were somewhat likely to get beat or drop out, they put them in, you know, the Grand Floridian and the Yacht Club, thinking, well, within that amount of time, we'll have enough games in and they're likely going to be sent home because they won't be able to go any further in the playoffs and the rest of their season.
So we can look at that and place our bets, huh?
Yeah, exactly. However, if somebody survives, you know, like the college basketball scene where there's always this Cinderella group, I'm sure they'll pick them all up properly and move them to a better place. Because if they're moving somebody else that's in the final group, is probably going to have to leave. So and go home. Yeah. But that's what's going on down there. And so Disney, from a stockholder standpoint, is making lots of money and keeping lots of cast members employed during this time through a very unique arrangement with the NBA and a couple of other professional sports teams. So
yeah, I have to very smart.
Applaud them. Again, sitting back and watch them from a business standpoint is fascinating. So anyways, let's move on here because Disney just doesn't involve Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Disneyland. This is the print that's on today. The downtown Disney District has begun a phased reopening. The hotels of Disneyland Resort remain closed and reopen at a later date. Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure Park will remain closed and will reopen at a later date pending state and local government approvals. And so the bottom line is, if you want to go to Disney and you want to stay in the United States, which pretty much the only way you can do it, if you happen to be in the United States, is you got to go to Orlando, because even though they closed before that, California, Disneyland and so forth, they're still closed. They tried to open up. I think they might've been kind of open and they had to close back down. A lot of that, I think they'd use some of the techniques they knew, would use here in Orlando. The government itself is just saying, we're going to kind of close a lot of things down. And so, of course, they're right there complying with all the requirements and the needs and the rules and regulations that go along with it. So
sure.
Let's hope they get open soon also. Well, and then moving down my list here, you want to go on a cruise. And I know what people have been saying, going, how in the world would you ever think about going on a cruise? Well, first off, Disney Cruise Line extends their suspension of departures for the Disney Dream, Disney Fantasy, and Disney Wonder through September 30th of 2020, and the Disney Magic through October 2nd of 2020. And you go, okay, now we have a date going, you need to be careful because they started that, what I just read to you, that had a June and July date in it when they started publishing. And, you know, it being on the Disney Travel Agent website, you know, once every 2 or 3 weeks, you get another one, which pushes it out another couple of weeks and so forth. But I'll have to wait and see because the details aren't there. But a lot of people are saying that cruise lines could potentially be the safest vacation that people have. Now, we don't know that. It's kind of like, well, I'm never going on a cruise because look how many of them, not even now during what we're going on through here, the COVID, but over the years, how they had their infections and stuff. But they've had to change their whole game, which is likely to change for the whole industry long term. And so if you really want to feel safe, a cruise is probably going to be something you want to look at potentially in 2021 when they start getting regular sailings and so forth, too. So.
They have a lot to lose if they don't make their ship safe. So there's a lot of incentive there. It's an expensive industry.
Exactly. And it was very popular and so forth. And they're going to have to take some big swipes in order to get people confident to come back on them. So I agree with you. And there's new ships being built every day. So we'll have to wait and see. But if you're one of those people that want to look out in the future and make predictions, if you have clients and so forth, they might be going, well, that'll be the last time I ever go on a cruise. Don't tell them not to be so quick doing that kind of stuff because it's very potential. You know, another thing that people have said is we're not going to go on an airplane. Well, first off, if you look at the inherent ventilation system of most airplanes, it's the same level and same grade of ventilation that a hospital would have and have to have in order to keep their viruses and their germs going the right direction in there. And the fact that they added that, the sanitation and the mask and the distancing, some doing better than others. But airplanes, nobody's complaining about the airplanes right now as far as, you know, they're like cesspools of germs and stuff like that. So I'm going to Disney not only to help my grandkids' stock prices, but also to help Southwest Airlines keep passengers in the seats. So how am I doing here, Barry?
Yeah, you're doing good.
You got to have some excuse. Although my secretary has already said, going, you go to Disney, I'm going to quarantine you for 14 days. They said, you're working from home. She goes, oh, okay.
So you're already quarantined, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've been quarantined. I haven't seen her since March.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a DVC, a Disney resort out on Hawaii, the Alani Resort. And it is also, let's see, Alani, a Disney resort and spa, is currently closed and reopening date has not been identified. When it does, rooms, experiences, restaurants, and other offerings may be modified and will be limited in capacity and subject to limited availability or closure based upon direction from health experts and government officials to promote physical distancing. See, they use physical distancing. That's what I like.
Yeah, I like that better.
Offerings
too.
Are not guaranteed. Yeah. So they're not open yet either. And I know a distant friend of mine, but a person who Barry works with, he is from Hawaii, and he can't even get home to visit his family at this point in time. Not only because of flights restrictions, but the fact that Hawaii is still pretty much locked down, I think. Is that true, Barry?
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, it's Todd Cochran, and he was a guest on our show, 7 or 8 months ago, talking about Hawaii, because he lived there for 30 years, long time. So yep. he was a Hawaii expert. Now he's here in Michigan. He can't get home. So it's not all
more beautiful than Hawaii, though, right?
yeah. It's not all bad, though. His family has a nice farm here, and he's all set up. So he's not suffering a bit, other than he's not seeing his wife and his kids. Now, that's suffering, but physically he's not suffering. Yeah.
No. That's what I mean. Michigan in the summer, we've had such a beautiful summer here. I do have to get after Todd once in a while because he lives in a small town in the southern part of Michigan. And unfortunately, because he's lived in Hawaii so long, he's not used to changes in weather patterns like us. And it's kind of like, Todd, you know, we have a beautiful state. You don't have to bash us that much, you know. He'll get used to it because he's born and raised here. He's got to get acclimated to Michigan. And by the way, for your anybody who's listening that's doing any bookings and things like that, Michigan is very open. We have some beautiful places in the summertime to come all along the shores of Lake Michigan and all the way up to Traverse City, Petoskey, all the way up to the Upper Peninsula and specifically Mackinac Island. You should come up. It's a great place to be. So
yeah, just to add to the shameless shameless self promotion of Michigan, and people don't realize this, but we have more coastline than the entire Atlantic coast of the United States in Michigan.
There you go.
So plenty of water.
It's all sandy.
Yep.
Lots of water and lots of nice beaches too. So. And then if you know anything about Adventures by Disney, they've probably taken the biggest hit, and I don't have their date up here, but I don't think they're booking anything for Adventures by Disney until 2021 and out, because those are all kind of contracted type things, and nobody knows when we're going to be able to do international travel in the future too. So that was a long-winded Disney update for the, if nothing else, for the archives and the moment that we can go back and listen to. But what I think about this is the fact that, as I said, I'm kind of a student of Disney, besides the fact that I love to go there and watch for those kinds of things and watch how they do things, and so I can share them with my business classes. It also, people are bemoaning the fact that they've had to stay home and things like this. And if you look at, you know, back in, back when I was studying business and so forth, that one of the things you'd see is we'd go into a little recession or something like that, and large companies, locally, we've got Steelcase and Herman Miller. We were called Furniture City at one time in Grand Rapids, Michigan. When the economy went down, what did they do? Did they kind of bemoan and go, well, when this comes back? No, they went out and built more factories, more production, because they knew when it came back, it was going to come back with a vengeance. There's still people that love to travel, want to travel, have to travel. And so, and I think a lot of people are now learning the virtues of having a travel agent or a travel planner there. And unfortunately, I have to say this, it's not to make the plans, it's to help unwrap the plans when they all go sour, which is what a lot of people had to depend on or try to do themselves when they got their vacation canceled, their flights canceled, they needed things rebooked and so forth. That's a pretty daunting thing as to how each airline, each resort, whether it be Disney or not, handled those kinds of things. And although you don't get paid for it, that's what makes you the well-rounded travel planner, is to know how to do it on both sides there, how to adjust these things, how to take care of emergencies, how to take care of your guests. And so the bottom line of it is that now is the time that you prepare yourself for those things. That's when you go find a good podcast like the Home-Based Travel Agent Podcast, to find some of the other good resources out there, to take an online class in some area, become a specialist in an area that you've always wanted. I mean, there's not only is this a tough time, but it's a wonderful time, just exactly what we're doing here. Barry and I, most of you are probably listening to it because it downloaded, but we decided to record this on Zoom. And so I'm sure that just about everybody listening to this has had some type of Zoom call, whether it be a work one or a family one or, you know, a social gathering. I have a friend who's a dean, and she had to bow out because she was playing digital bingo with her mother and a bunch of friends last Thursday night. You know, I mean, the world is changing as we speak. Yeah. And so it's a great time to brush up on your professional development skills. And again, it's not a shameless plug, but Whether you're a Disney expert or not, getting access through your travel agent, even if it's a host agency, and using their IATA number or IADN number, I get those mixed up. You can, because of those and getting confirmed, you can get into the Disney website and not only do your bookings, check it out, get lots of good emails, but go through their whole College of Disney program, which not only helps you become a better travel agent, obviously for Disney, but just become a better person in the business of selling travel. And so they're giving you that really, really good stuff for free. They're giving you some perks on the backside when you graduate and get involved in it. I even get a commission. I shouldn't say this very loud, but I get a commission when I go and stay at Disney, when I book myself. I'm one of those high maintenance customers, but we get through it, me, myself, and I. But it's one of those kinds of things you can actually get, you know, up to 10% back on your Disney vacation by booking yourself and your family. What I also like to do is, you know, I like to give some of it back. I mean, it's I do the Disney planning because my love for Disney and like to be on the inside. I'm not dependent upon it on income, and I know that a lot of people are, and now you're struggling right now, I know, but I like to take care of my friends and family, and a lot of times they get just before they go, they get themselves a nice little Disney gift card. Now, if you do something like that, don't pay full price. Go to Sam's Club and buy them, or Target and get your red card discount or something like that too. So little tokens of appreciation go a long way for people to refer you when they have a friend. And that's where I get my outsiders from, friends of friends of friends. And that's how it goes from there too. So do yourself a favor, do some professional development. Of course, I'm in education. Barry's been in education. We understand the importance of that. Do something for yourself. Keep moving forward is a term that Walt coined. You always got to keep moving forward. Get ready for when this pent-up demand for travel. Also, there's a lot of us that have credit cards that have, you know, lots and lots of miles on it. So people are going to want to go someplace. And so be ready for that day. It's not as far off as you think. So anyways, I've kind of commandeered your podcast here, Barry. So
no problem.
I think
that's great.
Covered most of the things that I wanted to say.
Yeah.
But just an encouragement, an update, a status, and maybe down the way, if we get any significant changes, or maybe after maybe a good idea is after my September or October trip, or after the two of them, I can come back and report to you what Disney looks like and give the listeners an update of what it's like to have feet on the ground there and what I liked, what I didn't like.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have some updates from the website too. So,
yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. I'll mark that down and make sure that that we get together and do that, because that sounds interesting to actually have a report from the scene right there. So, and I don't mean to call it a scene. It's a fun scene. It's a fantastic place to be.
Yep.
But
it really is.
Okay. I don't think I have anything to add. It looks like we're doing about 35 minutes here, which is boy, right on the mark. I can tell Gary's had a lot of experience in planning a 50-minute lecture, so he's got the timing down.
I can talk a lot longer than they can listen, that's for sure, or sit.
All right, Gary, I want to thank you for being a part of the show again. It's great to have you back, and it's also great to see you here on Zoom.
Yes,
it's something new for the podcast. Yeah. So, all right, we will end the recording part here. Okay, and that did end the show. Kind of quick, but anyhow, that was the interview, and that interview was over. So, anyhow, I want to thank Gary for being a part of our show. It's always great to have him back and as a guest, and he is entertaining. And, you know, I want to mention his contact information again, and you can contact Gary at wdwgary@gmail.com, wdwgary@gmail.com. So drop him a line. He'd be happy to hear from you. And I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us again on another show. And we'll be back next month. and we'll be here talking about the travel business and hopefully providing you some great information. And maybe we'll be one step closer to the end of this thing. If you can hear that, we'll get some fireworks going on in the background for some reason. But anyhow, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So with all that, I would like to wish you all safe travels, stay healthy, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.